Alex, good morning. Appreciate your time as always.
Hey, you got it. Good morning to you.
What makes Augusta so special?
Yeah, there's so many things. It's I think the number one thing is just the familiarity that people have with it. You know, we everybody loves the Masters. You watch it every year, and you kind of get to know the course, and the course becomes the star of the tournament. And so by the time you either get here or you flip it on, you just feel like you know every nook and cranny here. And then when you're here, they have this kind of what you might say outdated policy of, you know, not bringing cell phones out on the course. But it really does get everybody to just focus on the golf and the course and everything around them. And, you don't have people just looking down at their phones. I'm as guilty as anyone outside of this place. But so it's a really different atmosphere once you're here.
I am curious about the course this year, given the devastation that Hurricane Helene had to the Augusta area, of course, in Western North Carolina as well. Does the course look any different than it did the last several years?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, they definitely lost a lot of trees, and particularly around Amen Corner, behind the 10th hole, near the 16th hole. It's the kind of thing that I don't know if on TV it will show up, but certainly when you're in person and you've been here and you look, you say, oh, that does look a little different. But it's not anything that I don't think will affect play. It's not anything that extreme. You know, they, as many trees as they lost, they tried to replace a lot of them. Augusta, you know, does incredible work when they need to, you know, get something fixed. Someone mentioned that maybe on the 10th hole, you could take a more aggressive line down the left over some of the trees, that there's a little more of a gap there. It's a little sparser. But I don't know if anyone's actually going to do that once the tournament starts. But that would be the only place that I think there could be any sort of effect in play.
Let me ask you a broader question about kind of the state of the game. And the word I keep hearing the last week or so is reunification. Is there a sense that these different tours might find a way to come back together?
You know, it's funny. A few months ago, I would have said that was going to happen 100%, and it was just a matter of time. And now we're kind of reversed from this recent meeting at the White House when it kind of thought the two sides were going to come together and make a deal. It didn't happen. And then the Saudi PIF reached out to the tour, made a $1.5 billion offer, but wanted to keep Liv around, wanted to keep their chairman as a co-chairman of the new PGA Tour endeavor, and the tour turned it down. So we're kind of back to, I don't want to say square one, but now that, it looked like a deal was going to happen and it hasn't, it's getting a little more increased uncertainty around this happening, especially because this is year four of Liv, and a lot of those original big contracts with guys like Bryson and Dustin Johnson and Brooks were for 4 years. So I almost think at this point the tour is kind of waiting to see what happens with some of those big chips that Liv has.
Visiting with Alex Myers, senior writer for Golf Digest. The chairman of Augusta National, Alex, Fred Ridley, in his press conference yesterday, had a wide-ranging press conference. A lot of questions were asked. What were the biggest things you took away from the chairman's conversation yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, he didn't give specifics, but he's still in support of a potential rollback of the ball, you know, to kind of try to rein in the distance that we've seen to kind of, you know, to protect some of these older courses, including Augusta National. So that was one thing, although again, he didn't give specifics, but that he's kind of with the USGA because they want to propose limits coming up soon, particularly on the ball. And then another thing I thought was interesting, someone mentioned that a lot of the kids at the drive, chip, and putt were using Aimpoint, which is the new putt reading thing, that's green reading method that's kind of gotten hot, and that and other, just that they were playing maybe a little slower than you would like to see, a little more deliberate. And he said, yeah, we're going to look into kind of trying to speed up play at the drive, chip, and putt. So, you know, slow play has been obviously an issue in pro golf for a long time, but it rears its head every so often when a clip goes viral of someone taking an extraordinary amount of time. But Fred Ridley it looks like he might try to, you know, start at the root of the issue with the kids, and so that when they grow up, that maybe they can bring in a generation of faster players.
Who do you like to win the tournament this week, Alex?
I like Colin Morikawa. I'm going to, you know, not going way out on a limb here, but I'm not going to not going to pick Scottie Scheffler like everybody else. Colin Morikawa was in the final group with Scheffler last year. Of course, he's a two-time major champ. And the crazy thing is he's played just fantastic golf since the beginning of 2023, but he hasn't won. And, you know, some of that's on him, of course, not getting the job done down the stretch. But a lot of it's just he's gotten beat by someone playing even better. So I think he's coming in strong game. I think if you asked 100, if you asked everybody in the field who the best iron player is, I think most of them would probably say Colin Morikawa. And I think this is a course that he will get it done at some point. That's my pick.
What are the one or two things we should be looking out for as we watch it or go to Augusta this week?
Well, I mean, the top storyline, I think, is Rory, you know, trying to complete that career Grand Slam. It's crazy that it's been 11 years of him trying to do that, and that it's been almost that, you know, that much time since he's won a major, because he's won everything else, you know, multiple times since. But I think that's the big storyline that everyone's kind of looking for coming this week. Aside from that, there was crazy rain here Sunday and Monday, but it's kind of cleared out. And other than a patch that hopefully will just be overnight on Friday, I think we're going to have a beautiful week here. I think that's going to set up for, the course to dry out by the weekend, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get another great finish as we're used to getting here.
Alex, to let you go, where can our listeners find your work?
Yeah, it's just golfdigest.com. We've got a big crew down here, and we'll be pumping out stuff all week. So, yeah, go check it out.
Alex Meyer, senior writer for Golf Digest. Alex, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Enjoy Augusta this week, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care.